And on the line, I've got Maddie from Maddie and the Buckstones. Morning, Maddie.
Morning, how's it going, bro?
Oh, pretty good. It's pretty grey over here in Raglan. What's it like over your side of the island?
Yeah, it's much the same, bro. There's a couple of little spots where the sun's trying to poke out, but yeah, she's pretty overcast.
Any surf there today?
Oh, yeah, she's pretty onshore and not very good. Typical mount, really, to be honest. But I think there's some on the way, hopefully. They keep telling us anyway.
Yeah, it's pretty flat here. I'm looking at the surf cam right now. There's like one person sitting in the water looking very sad at the moment.
There's always one eager beaver out there, eh, bro?
That's right, it's Raglan. Hey, so you're going to be playing at the Yard. Now, remind us of the date and time, just so we got that right.
So that's going to be tomorrow night, Friday night. And the first opening band is what it is a wicked young band from Waihi Beach are coming open for us. And so they'll be on at 9 p.m. and then we'll be on at 10 p.m. through till 11. Looking forward to it. It's going to be sick.
Cool. And tell us about the band name. When you came up with Maddie and the Buckstones, was that like once you'd thought of that, you couldn't call your band anything else?
A little bit, yeah. I actually played a couple shows as Maddie and the Buckstones, and I was a bit like, it doesn't quite ring. But yeah, I don't know, something about Maddie and the Buckstones that sort of hit the spot. There's also there's a guy called Anthony Hamilton, and he's got a band called Anthony and the Hamiltones, and they kind of have this cool thing where they have like four part male harmonies, which is quite an awesome part of the show and stuff. And it was kind of what we were sort of semi recreating with some of the boys jumping up and singing some harmonies and stuff like that. So I don't know, just liked it and ran with it, you know.
Yeah, it's a cool throwback to those 50s singing groups.
Yeah. There's sort of a few moments like that within the set where we kind of almost all pull out, and there's just a sort of little groove running underneath, and then it's just these sort of four-part harmonies going, which I quite like.
Now, I notice on Under the Radar, the tags for the type of music says alternative blues, hip-hop, R&B, reggae, dub, soul, rock, funk, and something else. I don't know what that is.
It's a hard lead, that, really, isn't it?
It's not very clear.
No.
Do you want to fill us in?
I think, really, in a nutshell, it's kind of like that 90s, that 90s hip-hop with kind of the jazz funk era sort of in there, you know, but definitely with that Kiwi twist, you know, that we kind of bring into it with some of those roots influences and stuff like that.
Okay, and I may be showing my age here, but what are those capital letter things that says IZWADIDIZ?
Oh, I'm not sure.
That's on the tags for Under the Radar. Maybe we'll just ignore that.
I don't know what that is.
It's some new genre that I hadn't heard of.
Oh, right. I might have been a button I accidentally clicked.
That's all good, man. I think we're getting the idea. And are you touring an EP at the moment?
We are, yeah, the Either Way EP. So we've got two singles out from the EP currently, and the rest of the EP drops on the 1st of December. And it's been going really good, man. Lots of great responses, and lots of people, messaging saying they're liking the new tunes. We sort of took a bit of a new route with this one. Traditionally, we'd sort of been making a lot of our beats kind of on computer, which gave it a lot of that kind of, I would guess, a bit more new school kind of hip hop, pop kind of sound. But we'd always come from a bit of a live sound. I've been playing with a guy called Regan Perry, who a lot of people over in Raglan might know. He lived over there for a wee while and used to play on his nylon string in the alleyway. But so we kind of came from a live sound to begin with, and I guess I kind of always wanted that more live sound. So with this EP, we live recorded it all in the studio, and then just sort of went back and retracked vocals and stuff like that. But it's a sound I'm really stoked with. It's a fun, real fun EP to make.
So is this a sound that you've, like, when you talk about your sound, is that something that you're aiming for, or is that something that's just kind of emerging because it's you and the rest of the guys in the band, and it just kind of naturally comes?
I guess a bit of both. I mean, I think, yeah, that sound is something that we've sort of been doing live for a while at gigs around the place, both sort of covers gigs where we're sneaking originals into and stuff like that, as well as originals gigs and stuff. And so I guess it's a sound I've always known has been there, but it's been kind of hard and a little bit expensive to recreate, to be honest, because sometimes recording live instruments in a proper studio and drums and all that kind of thing can get pretty pricey. This time around we were like, we'll bite the bullet and go for it, you know, which was awesome. And yeah, like I say, I haven't looked back. I think I'll continue down this lane.
You've had a bit of money to invest. It's a terrible question to ask someone who's doing an art form, but are you making enough money out of this to sustain it?
Good question. I think the relationship between the originals and the covers at the moment, they kind of keep it going. Obviously, the covers sort of pay a little better and a little bit more consistent, but definitely from off the back of this EP and coming into the summer, it's looking a lot better. We've got a few more festivals and that kind of thing that it's sort of making it all worthwhile. So we're definitely on the up and up, and I think if we continue in this way, then yeah, we'll be there and not have to play so many covers, hopefully.
Are you
out here just living the dream.
Are you going to be at Soundsplash at all in the new year?
No, not this year. No. We've just got a few festivals over here. Beast of a Feast.
Yep.
The Summer Kickoff Festival. That's sort of all that we've got locked in for summer this year.
Oh, well, the organisers of Soundsplash run the yard as well, so...
Yeah, actually, Regan, who I played in my band, was the guitarist in Cornerstone for a good few years there, actually, so he knows them quite well.
And this is just a little tour, like a four-date tour, and you've got festivals planned up. Have you guys got the room in your life to do like a big nationwide tour? Is that a feasible thing yet?
Yeah, I am trying to look into that for the start of next year. I actually will be doing a few shows, one in Gizzy and one in the Hawke's Bay as well, but we're actually going on, I'm supporting another guy called Dan Sharp, who's another local fella here. So that one will be a little bit less the full Buckstone sound, and it'll be probably just me and Regan, probably as like a two-piece kind of stuff. I'm doing more like loops and that kind of carry-on.
Yeah.
Which will be a bit of fun, but I'm hoping to get New Zealand On Air to do this great funding thing for touring. So I'm hoping to kind of, if that can kind of help me to do a full big nationwide tour and be able to take the boys all along with me, then that's on the cards for next year.
Yeah. And I presume there's still a day job you've got to fit it around, though?
Yeah, actually, I work for the BCITO, so we assess trades apprentices and go around building sites and sign the young fellas off, hopefully. And yeah,
okay.
It's a good job. It's a good job, actually. It's a great day job. It works in really well with trying to do music and chase the dream.
And I see that you've done support. There's just a list here you've given me of support bands you've done support for, like Summer Thieves, Coterie, Lime Cordial, and
yep.
Black Comet. How good is that? Like, you get a bigger crowd, you get to experience something different?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, all those gigs were awesome for different reasons. Actually, the one of the Summer Thieves ones was there in Raglan at the Yacht Club, and that was an awesome night, man. The crowd showed up big time, and they were hyped as, and they were singing along and, like, getting all in amongst it. That was wicked. And actually the Black Comet gig, Black Comet are a fairly new band, but they're monsters. Like, the musicianship in that band is unreal. And that was an awesome gig too, you know, like people just right from the get-go, I think they were ready to boogie and have a good time. So those ones are always a bloody good time.
Yeah, and sort of looking back, how long have you wanted to be a musician? How long have you wanted to be in a band? Like, is that something been like your whole life?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, my granddad played a few instruments, and there was a few instruments lying around the house when I was a little boy, and I always used to pretend that I could play them. My dad would make me little guitars out of tissue boxes and the toilet roll holders, and like make the neck out of the toilet roll holder, and I'd walk around the house pretending like I could play it, trying to do slides on my knees and be a rock star.
It's funny, like most people I talk to, like, they've got someone in their lives who's quite supportive when they're growing up. But I wasn't expecting that, exactly.
Yeah, it was an interesting journey a little bit. I mean, I sort of lost it a little bit through my teens, and I guess I was too busy being a teenager and skating and surfing and stuff like that, and sort of stepped away from music a little bit. It wasn't until I kind of got into my 20s and travelled overseas and ended up buying a little travel guitar that I kind of got bit by the bug again pretty massively, and it's sort of, ever since then, I've been chasing it a little bit more heavily and just really enjoying it, to be honest. It's been awesome.
Yeah, and it says here you studied at Toi Oho Mai, studying music obviously.
Right.
Do you recommend that to people?
Yeah, I mean, it was awesome, especially for me at that stage. Like I say, I had learnt a lot as a kid, and I kind of, you know, I could play chords and play a few songs here and there and that sort of thing, but my theory knowledge and my real understanding of music was very limited, I would say. And it was great for that. One, just sort of being immersed in it, being surrounded by it. They've got an awesome studio there that you get to use, and sort of that was where I got to dip my toe in the recording world and sort of try and get my head around it. I found like without that, I probably wouldn't have met a lot of the people that kind of probably really helped me to start taking the relative steps, you know, and realistically understand how to make it happen and It really was about those relationships for me. I kind of just met a lot of people that are still with me now. I still bump into all the time, jam with at jam nights, you know, like we still play together all the time, that sort of thing. That's part of the love for it, eh? It's that kind of that relationship you build with other musicians and the ability to sort of jam with each other and share in a moment without even having to speak words, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I kind of do. I'm not a musician, so that's something I envy in musicians. I got piano lessons as a kid playing 400-year-old classical music songs that really turned me off. So
yeah, it's a bit like that, eh? I'm guessing there's method to the madness with that stuff, but I remember being about the same, trying to learn instruments, and being like, I don't want to learn this. I want to learn something cool that I'm into. But
yeah, well, it's just not fun, and it should be fun. I mean, heck,
yeah,
it's music. Hey, so. Folks, we're talking to Maddie and the Buckstones. Going to be at the Yard Friday night. Where can people get tickets?
Under the Radar, you can get tickets on there. Otherwise, there will be some tickets on the door. My lovely friend Maria will be there getting everybody hyped up. She's a bundle of joy, so even just coming to see her will be worth it. It's going to be awesome, man. It's going to be a wicked gig. We're really excited.
And early bird tickets are cheaper. Is that what I'm seeing here?
Yeah, that's right. I think there's only one left. It's been lingering there for a while, so if you jump on there real quick, you might be able to nab it.
Awesome. And I want to play, you've sent me a couple of songs, I want to play one of them now, and maybe if I've got time I'll play one later.
Awesome.
There's Either Way and there's Sober. I did want to ask about Sober. Is that about wanting to be sober or about not wanting to be sober?
No, it's more about seeing someone sober. So it's basically about being drunk in love or being love drunk.
Oh, okay.
And how that can blind you to, like, seeing someone for who they really are, because you kind of trick yourself into, you know, believing they're a person that you want them to be, I suppose, you know. And then after a while, as you get to know them and you kind of see them for who they really are, and it's like becoming sober and all of a sudden, you know, seeing them, I guess, in a different light.
That's pretty heavy then.
A little bit, yeah. I think it happens to us a lot, you know, like whether it's in a super negative way or if it's just like, I mean, I don't know, I've always been one, had it a few times where I can fool myself into believing that someone is the picture I have of them in my mind, you know, instead of just letting them be who they are and learning that person, you know. So I think it's like the marriage of those two things coming together is kind of like you see them sober.
Okay, and then the track Either Way, what's that about?
Either Way, that one is actually quite heavy. It's kind of, Either Way is really about, in a moment, those moments of, I guess, turning points, or, you know, maybe somebody's leaving, maybe somebody's sick or something, and it's just saying to them, like, no matter what is on the other side of this, no matter if I see you again or I don't see you again, like, the love I have for you, it will be the same either way, and it's, like, it's never going to change, I suppose, you know?
Okay, all right, that definitely does sound heavy.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we'll play Sober.
Awesome.
and Maddie, thanks for your time this morning. I hope you have a good gig here Friday night at the Yard.
Thank you very much, Aaron. Have a great day.
All right, folks, yeah, that was Maddie from Maddie and the Buckstones, and here is the track Sober.
Summer, can you feel it? This type of jade hit I've been feeling. Separation got me reeling. But if I choose to get up and lose you, cut my ties and try to fly, I'm in a cruise mood. But nothing good comes easy. And while I'm breathing deeply, I see your eyes, the way they cry, the water runs so freely. Holding back, I know you feel attacked, you weren't listening from the start. Talking, shouting, I drown it out, can you feel the sinking heart? This love's a drug and I'm coming up, and I've been hooked right from the start. But now it feels like I'm seeing you sober. Attacked, you weren't listening from the start. Talking, shouting, I drown it out. And can you feel the sinking heart? Love's a drug and I'm coming up. And I've been hooked right from the start. But now it feels like I'm seeing you sober. Holding back, I know you feel attacked. You weren't listening from the start. Talking, shouting, I drown it out. Can you feel the sinking heart? Love's a drug and I'm coming up, and I've been hooked right from the start. But now it feels like I'm seeing you sober. Ooh, seeing you sober. Ooh, kicking in trauma. Ooh, seeing you sober. But now it feels like I'm seeing you sober.